Welcome to On Tap Daily for May 21st, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. So yesterday, we talked about Google I/O and the seismic shifts coming to search. Today, the commerce-specific picture gets even clearer because Google Marketing Live 2026 landed a massive wave of announcements and Search Engine Land published detailed breakdowns of every major feature. If I/O was the engine, GML is the steering wheel, and it's pointed directly at how merchants sell through Google's ecosystem. Let me walk you through the highlights. First, Google has launched AI performance insights and something called conversational attributes directly inside Merchant Center. AI Performance Insights gives you visibility into how your products perform across AI-powered shopping surfaces, not just traditional shopping ads, but AI mode, conversational search, and those information agents we discussed yesterday. This is the measurement layer merchants have been missing. You can now actually see whether your products are showing up when AI mediates the shopping journey. Conversational attributes might be even more important long-term. It lets you add natural language descriptors to your products so AI systems understand context and use cases, not just technical specifications. Think about the difference between telling Google your product is a blue wool sweater versus telling it the sweater is ideal for business casual offices and transitional weather. With users now typing longer, more descriptive queries into Google's new intelligent search box, this kind of rich contextual data is what separates products that get recommended from products that get ignored. Second, Google expanded the Universal Commerce Protocol with AI-powered checkout and agentic shopping tools. UCP is essentially the plumbing that connects your product catalog to every AI-powered surface where a purchase might happen. The expansion means more transactions can complete without the customer ever visiting your website. That sounds threatening, but the merchants who lean into it, who make their data pricing and checkout flows available through UCP, will capture sales from surfaces they didn't even know existed. Third, Google launched Ask Advisor, a Gemini-powered AI collaborator that works across ads, analytics, and Merchant Center simultaneously. You can ask it natural language questions like, why did my conversion rate drop, or which products underperform in AI mode, and get synthesized answers. This is a genuine equalizer for smaller merchants who don't have dedicated data teams. And fourth, Google is testing conversational ad formats in AI mode. These aren't static ads. They engage dynamically with user queries, answering questions and guiding shoppers toward purchases. Your ad creative strategy needs to evolve from writing headlines to providing AI with product knowledge and brand voice. Now, here's what ties all of this together with a really compelling study from Retail Dive. Quantum Metrics surveyed 1,500 consumers and found that 98% make repeat purchases from brands recommended by AI platforms. 98%. And this is critical. Those same customers are twice as likely to abandon their cart if they hit friction, and 4 out of 5 say they'll never return after a bad experience. Infotech Research Group's Julie Geller summed it up perfectly. Customers arrive with borrowed confidence from the AI recommendation, and brands need to validate that trust immediately through reviews, clear positioning, and proof points. If that validation isn't obvious, confidence drops fast. So think about what this means in the context of everything Google just announced. More customers will discover your products through AI. Those customers will be extraordinarily loyal if the experience validates the recommendation, but they'll vanish permanently if it doesn't. First impression quality has never mattered more. On the Magento side, a quick but useful update. Hoover shipped a new compatibility module for the Mage OS admin activity log at version 1.0, letting you track CMS publishes for pages, blocks, and blog posts in Hoover theme stores. It's a small release, but it fills a real operational gap. Having an audit trail for content changes is something every store should have. Mage Dispatch also featured a CSP split header implementation guide and a new CLI scaffolding tool called Make Gentocli, which are both practical developer resources. In retail earnings, Target beat expectations with Q1 net sales jumping 6.7% to $25.4 billion, with growth across all product categories. Their capital expenditures are up 31% year over year, signaling serious investment in the turnaround under CEO Michael Fiddelke. Lowe's also posted strong results with net sales up over 10% and a nearly 16% increase in online sales, driven by their pro customer segment, even as DIY demand remains under pressure. Let me tie today together. The theme is this: Google is building the infrastructure for AI-mediated commerce at remarkable speed, and the research shows that customers who arrive through these AI channels behave fundamentally differently. they're more loyal and more demanding simultaneously. Your product data quality, your checkout experience, and your ability to validate trust in the first few seconds determine whether AI commerce becomes your best acquisition channel or your worst leak. Audit your merchant center, explore conversational attributes, and make sure your store delivers a flawless first impression. The stakes just got higher. That's your OnTap Daily for May 21st, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.